aside from Iraq and the domestic political concerns Dan Shore just mentioned, the Iranian government is facing a pollution problem. In the north of the country, the Caspian Sea is contaminated, putting delicate ecological areas at risk. Reporter Nazanin Rafsanjani spent some time on the Caspian as the NPR Buxbaum Fellow. That's part of the International Reporting Project. She has this story.
Imagine vacuuming your living room carpet when something, a piece of change, accidentally gets sucked up through the hose. There's an awful noise. You have to turn it off and fish out the clogging debris. Now imagine the same thing, but a giant vacuum. And not your living room carpet, but the Caspian Sea. That's the sound of Ayadeen Rajavi cleaning the clogged vacuum on a ship meant for dredging the bottom of the Caspian. This ship is supposed to be picking up fine sediment. But because people have dumped so much garbage here, the vacuum gets clogged with plastic containers, blankets, garbage bags, clothing.
Sometimes it's nearly impossible. Once an anchor was stuck in here, a small anchor from a fishing boat, we had to use a saw to get it out.
Rajavi and the crew are dredging to protect the port of Anzali. It's one of the busiest and largest ports on the Caspian. Cargo ships file in and out all day, and this dredging is necessary so they don't get stuck. But here's the amazing part of what's happening here. Rajavi spends a lot of time doing this very dirty work. And once the work is over and all of the garbage is on deck, the ship carries it further out into the Caspian and dumps it there.
There's nothing else we can do. We dump the garbage into the sea. It's always been this way, and it's still this way today.
Environmentalists here think it's time to change that. The severity of Iran's problems is getting harder to ignore. Here in the north, household refuse dumped into the water is the most visible environmental problem facing the Caspian. But it's not the only one. There's the raw sewage that flows into the sea from Anzali, a city with a fast-growing population of more than 100,000. Pesticides run into the water from nearby farms. And then there are the problems that Iran says are out of its control, like oil drilling in the northern part of the Caspian, which has the potential of leaking crude into the sea. All of this has been a problem for fishermen here in Anzali. Fishermen like Moftar Tonder. Tonder is 71 years old, and he's been fishing in the Caspian all his life. It's early evening, and he's rowing a small boat through a place he holds dear, the Anzali Lagoon. The lagoon is critical to the fishing industry here. One environmental official, using an Iranian phrase that perhaps doesn't translate too well, calls the lagoon the uterus of the Caspian. That's because many fish lay their eggs here. Tonder explains that he used to feed his family of 9 children from the fish he caught here, but not anymore.
This water is so dirty now that although fish still lay their eggs usually die. Someone has to think of something for this sea. If they try to find a solution, there's a chance they can save this place, and we might be able to benefit from that.
The people tasked with finding a solution work in Iran's Department of the Environment. While they are aware of the problems of the Caspian, their efforts are relatively new and their working budget is small. So the environmental department here in northern Iran is targeting the only thing it can, people's attitudes. On this children's DVD, a doe-eyed little girl wearing a brightly colored headscarf sings about factories that are polluting the air and water near her home. Saeed Farajpour is an environmental official whose office commissioned the DVD. He says the best way to teach adults about environmental problems is to start with their kids.
We have a program, a youth ranger program, where kids come and take classes. They learn about the environment and then they teach other kids. We want to teach them about the importance of the environment at a young age because their influence on their families is greater than ours could ever be.
In a cartoon on the DVD, a happy red fish swims past raw sewage. Its smile abruptly fades and it goes belly up. In another scene, the little girl asks why her grandfather is coughing so much. In addition to the children's DVD, the environmental department is planning events like Earth Day or Clean Air Day to try to enhance public awareness of the country's environmental problems. That's the first step, officials here say. But the next step is what's necessary and more difficult, getting people to alter not just their attitudes, but their behavior when it comes to taking care of the environment. For NPR News, I'm Nazanin Rafsanjani.